Hello, Michelle Blood here, and I am truly so happy for you because you are now listening to our audio version of this beautiful book from the author of The Science of Getting Rich, Wallace D. Wattles, The Science of Being Great. Wallace D. Wattles introduced the world to the power of positive thinking. He was a profound influence on the world. But as far as I am concerned, it was way beyond positive thinking. This man was a true mystic. And the way he wrote his books was in a way so that anyone could understand it, even though there is a lot more going on different levels than just what he's talking about, which is why with this audio version of the book, I'm giving little examples and going into a little bit more detail at the end of every chapter, as I did on our audio version of The Science of Getting Rich, which people from all over the world have said to us they, for the first time, truly got what metaphysics and mysticism and what Wallace D. Wattles was really speaking about when he was talking about doing things in a certain way. So it is my intention that with this audio version that you truly get what it means to have greatness come through you. Now, The Science of Being Great, this particular book, was published in 1911. I'm not sure exactly when he wrote it, but it was done in 1911. So it's 2008 now, so approximately 100 years ago. And Wallace explains that this book is for the men and women, young or old, who wish to make the most of life by making the most of themselves. He has very, very beautifully shown through this book the way to your own personal power, which is your divine presence, and allowing you to have the capability to know that this is far more than just reading a book. It's far more than developing a great personality. And that's what I'm talking about, the mystical side of the book. So let's talk about the contents of the book. This is what is in the book. It's amazing. These chapters: any person may become great, heredity and opportunity, the source of power, the mind of God, preparation, the social point of view, the individual point of view, idealization, realization, hurry and habit, thought, action at home, action abroad, some further explanations, more about thought, a view of evolution, serving God, a mental exercise, and a summary of The Science of Being Great. You will notice during this book, Wallace speaks about thoughts and how we have to be thinking and not just raving on with vain repetitions and affirmations. That is because if you are just repeating an affirmation, it doesn't do anything unless you emotionalize it. Now, that is where the musivation technology comes in, because you will notice at the end of each chapter that we have a snippet of one of our songs. Now, these musivation songs affect both sides of the brain, the left hemisphere and the right hemisphere. The right hemisphere is where we are in touch with infinity, with the greatness in us. That's where we don't just hear the music, we feel the music. And the left brain is the left logical side. This is where we do our thinking. This is where we process into the subconscious mind. So with the lyrics going into the left hemisphere of the brain, the affirmations, along with the music and melody in the right-hand side, that is where it is no longer vain repetition of affirmations. That is when it goes into the treasury of your subconscious mind. Because when we think and when we affirm, if we are just speaking without any true feeling or belief or contemplation, it just goes back into the ethers. It's got to go into our heart, into our soul. And to do that, we have to get it into our subconscious mind. So it goes into our long